classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Time for the Community Forum. And Mindy Terrell is here. She calls the shots at the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Wonderful. It's great to be here, though. It is very chilly out this morning. I was hoping we were done with that weather.
It is chilly out today, and I'm afraid we're not done with it quite yet. But it's going to be nearly 60 degrees for the next couple of days, so I will have to accept it.
I guess we will. There's not much we can do about the weather.
I was going to say, as if I have a choice, I'll keep pretending, though. We want to talk a little bit about indoor activities and people could take advantage of. So if it's a chilly morning coming up, people can go have a good breakfast and get some good information, right?
That is right. On Tuesday, March 29th at 7:30 at Edinger's, we are hosting our Issues and Eggs. And this session or this event's going to be called Beyond the Farm. And it's Jesse and Mary Faber. And Mary's going to share why it's important for those in agriculture to be a trusted source when explaining things such as factory farming, GMO, antibiotics, and hormone use. So I think that's going to be really very interesting because a lot of people are very interested in what's in their food these days, and you hear a lot of things in the news about antibiotic use in farm animals and hormones. But do you really know what that means? And do you really trust where your food is coming from? So I think that's going to be good.
Absolutely.
And then Jesse's going to talk about his commitment to careers in agriculture and focusing on the diversity of opportunities. You know, agriculture is just such a big part of the Livingston County area. And there's lots of careers in agriculture that, you know, you are not a farmer. So I think that's going to be really great. So again, you can call the chamber office at 844-5131 and let us know that you're coming and we'll put your RSVP down.
Very good. That sounds like a great event. But we should mention, and we want to mention this again, you can't call the chamber today.
You cannot call the chamber today.
That
is correct. I am actually off today. We are closed for the holiday, Easter holiday. But you could call, and we do have an answering machine, so you could leave a message, and we will, of course, be back in on Monday.
All right.
So, and just a reminder, this event is Tuesday, March 29th at 7:30 at Edinger's Filling Station.
How much does it cost?
It is $13, and that covers breakfast and the scintillating topic.
Okay,
so.
Well, it is a scintillating topic.
It is.
You're right.
I love that word.
A lot of information out there. A lot of misinformation out there is the problem.
There is.
A lot of people doing a lot of popping off on the internet about every subject, and these issues in agriculture just fall into line. So you got to take it all with a grain of salt and get it from real authorities.
That's right. And that's right. It's really important. So
Jesse,
I'm looking forward to that.
If Jesse and Mary don't know, I don't know who does. There is a golf event coming up, and I know nothing about golf. I'll admit that, too. So what
I'm not much of a golfer myself, but I'll be working and running around that day, so I don't have time to golf. But we have an annual golf event at the Chamber. It is our big fundraiser for the year. So we really, you know, love the support of our Chamber members and the community. You know, just to remind people, the Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit organization. We don't receive any government funding. So we are, you know, we are funded mostly by our chamber member dues and our fundraising events. And this is our big fundraiser for the year. So it's set for Wednesday, June 15th.
Okay.
The mailing went out with the information yesterday to all of our chamber members. Plus, we'll be doing an email to those who are signed up on our email list here in the next week. So, be looking for that information, and if you're interested in putting together a foursome or sponsoring the event in some way, give us a call at the Chamber, 844-5131.
You're going to have opportunities for whole sponsors and all such stuff as that?
We do, and we actually have a new sponsorship opportunity this year. We are going to be doing sponsorship of the golf carts.
Huh?
So that's something new that we have, but we definitely have the whole sponsorship also.
And you should paint them like NASCAR race cars.
You know, I'm not sure the Elks will let us do that just for the day.
It's just an impulse. I'd throw that out there.
It's a great thought. Maybe we could come up with a static cling, though.
There we go. We want to talk about a business after hours that's coming up in April, too.
Yeah, we do. We have our business after hours on Thursday, April 21st. It's going to be at Duffy Byers Nedecor Funeral Home. So for I was out there a couple weeks ago and kind of got a tour of their new facility that they opened last fall. And it's really a very nice facility. And this will be a great opportunity for the community to come in. This event is free to everyone, and you don't need to be a chamber member to attend. Everyone is welcome. This is kind of like a mix and mingle opportunity. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 21st.
Very good.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mindy Terrell, just all kinds of things on the calendar at the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. And something that's ongoing, something that's available every day of the calendar.
You know, I'm like a broken record with this one. I love to talk about chamber gift certificates. Again, you know, this is a program that we do that encourages shopping locally here in the Pontiac area. And, you know, the thing with this is that we don't, the chamber makes no money on this program. We sell the gift certificates at cost. So you buy a $5 gift certificate, you pay $5. But this allows, these are available at the chamber office in denominations of $5, $10, and $25 increments. And then they're usable at more than 200 chamber members in the Pontiac area. We, of course, when you buy the gift certificates, give you a list that shows who all the chamber members are so you know where you can use them. And, you know, again, this is really just about encouraging people to shop locally.
And it works. As I remember, the holiday season went very well for the gift certificates.
It did. We don't have the full numbers for 2015 yet of what's been, you know, what was used, et cetera. But for 2014, we sold over $65,000 worth of gift certificates. So, you know, that is money that we are able to say, hey, we know stayed here locally in Pontiac and was spent at local retailers.
And we always call it the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce, and
yes.
So it's not limited to Pontiac businesses.
It is not. We do have some businesses in other areas. We have the Business Connection from Fairbury, you know, Joan Bullard Realty from Odell. We have State Bank of Graymont, State Bank of Sonoman, the Village of Sonoman. So we do, you know, we are open to chamber members from the area communities, and they, you know, we are more than happy, you know. You know, we want you to be successful, and being part of the chamber, we can help you with that.
And if people want to join the chamber, Mindy, I don't know if we ever get a chance to include this information, but if businesses in town, in any of the towns in Livingston County, and they want to join, what do they have to do?
You can contact us here at the, you know, our office, 815-844-5131, or you can email me at MTERRELL at PontiacChamber.org. And we are more than happy to answer any of the questions they have and get them the form and get them signed up.
And they generally get a ribbon cutting and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we do ribbon cuttings. We will celebrate anniversary milestones. So, for example, Champion Fitness celebrated their 20th anniversary in February, and then they also did a name change. They are now CF Physical Therapy. So in February, we did a ribbon cutting for them to help celebrate that milestone and also their name change. So we do that also.
Very good. Anything we've left out? Anything else you'd like to say before we're done here?
No, I don't think so. Just, you know, the chamber is, you know, we're happy to help. Call us. We get, you know, people call us for all kinds of information. If you're looking, you know, for things to do here in the town, what, you know, what is around, we're more than happy to answer any of those questions.
Very good. Mindy Terrell is our guest. She is the executive director.
Yes.
I always hesitate because the
Well, I think you should call me like Grand Poobah.
There we go. The Grand Poobah indeed.
Yes, but, Grand Poobah. That's me.
Mindy Terrell calls the shots at the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. Great talking with you, Mindy.
It was great talking with you today.
I'm Todd Weinberner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.